Good morning, friends. Groups on duty today are Berlin and Baltia 3. We're going to move to Baltia 3. Good morning, friends. Great trepidation, I feel. I want to say that to stand before you, to be with you, to be impressed by you. I feel this great fear every day. Every day is a new day. So let's connect in this lesson. Bring joy to the Creator and to Rav and to every single friend that yearns to go on our path. Thank you.
Дорогие друзья, дорогие хаверим, дорогой учитель.
Dear friends, dear teacher. Nature is showing us for the first time that during these months of Pesach, Lag BaOmer, where the development of the ego has come to its end, the evil inclination has stopped developing, and we're simply seeing how the Creator is talking to us in a revealed, open manner and is obligating us to all rise together from our egos and emerge out of Egypt at last and build between us this common field of connection in which the light can work between us, in which we will be able to realize the thought of creation, which is to delight His creatures. And all we need to do is to make a covenant between us, so that even when we have difficult times, we'll remember that covenant and return to that love. It's not difficult to do. We do this every day. And guys, all we have to do now together is make this decision that there's no fear. There's none else besides Him. So let's exit Egypt together and build this common field of love and connection. L'chaim, friends. We're going to be reading an excerpt from The Essence of Religion and Its Purpose from Bala Sulam. The Creator is the absolute good. He watches us in complete benevolence, without a hint of evil, and in a purposeful guidance. Which means that His guidance compels us to undergo a series of phases by way of cause and effect, meaning preceding and resulting, until we are qualified to receive the desired benefit. At that time, we will arrive at our purpose like a ripe and fine-looking fruit. Again, the Creator is the absolute good. He watches us in complete benevolence, without a hint of evil, and in a purposeful guidance. This means that His guidance compels us to undergo a series of phases by way of cause and effect, meaning preceding and resulting, until we are qualified to receive the desired benefit. At that time, we will arrive at our purpose as a ripe and fine-looking fruit. And a question for an active workshop. How can I ask the Creator through the ten, using help of the faith above reason? How can I ask the Creator through my ten with the help of the faith above reason?
Seth, you start.
I'm not sure I understand the question, but all of our requests go through the ten. They're all about faith above reason, and that's the only proper request we can make. So He is good who does good, no matter what happens, and we just can't see the beauty and mystery through the mystery of all His work. Mushi.
Specifically above reason, you can address the Creator only through the ten. Because above reason means that you're asking bestowal from the Creator. And to ask for bestowal, a person has to be in a ten. Because only in a ten he can need such a quality, or to even understand what that is.
I need people who have the same goal as I do in order to prefer their desire for the Creator over all my other desires, and to give me the opportunity to do the work above reason, I must have the ten.
We need to want connection in the ten, and as a result of that, the necessity for faith above reason comes, and the connection with the Creator.
Yeah, every day we discover again that our whole work is in the ten. Our whole work in Kabbalah is to work above reason. There's no other work for us. There's no other way besides envisioning the next state. Shlomi.
Oleg.
The ten enables us to remember, reminds you of why we need to turn to Him. And only through this address we can bring forth things to be caused to move, and the ten doesn't and let you do this unless it's above reason.
אני לבקש מהבורא זה משהו שה...
I'll speak. To ask the Creator is something that our egoistic body can't do. It's a bummer, but it just can't, because it always looks for another way to do something on your own or anything else besides needing each other. That's why we need each other, to convince each other and reach such an emotional state that we ultimately turn to the Creator. And doing all that is going above reason, because that is ultimately the way to bestow to each other.
And the question for a silent workshop. Let's now form the prayer of many towards the Creator from the state of faith above reason. Once again, let's now form the prayer of many towards the Creator from a state of faith above reason.
Thank you.